You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today. And we're going to brighten up that time. We're tuning in today to God's Frequency, WGO Frequency, WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. We're going to hear a word from Him today. The word from Him today is a shocking word, as Jesus says in the imperative, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine. That's the scripture verse. Now we're going to start right in the middle of the sermon I was preaching just on Sunday. And I was given some examples. Just want to set the backdrop before we head into this. I was given some examples of how people fail at that. People that mean good. From the owner of Chick-fil-A who means good, to the owner of the Mozilla Firefox, the CEO who meant good. When they showed up at his office, they turn on the camera and say, "What thinkest thou? What's your opinion about traditional marriage?" And then you give people your opinion, and then they turn and tear you to pieces. And Jesus warned, do not give what is holy to the dogs. And do not cast your pearls before swine, lest they turn and trample them underfoot. Turn, rip you to pieces. You see, there's a time to talk, and there's a time to be quiet, just like Jesus. When Herod was questioning him, he didn't answer him a word. Sometimes when Pilate questioned him, he didn't answer a word. He said, "Aren't you going to speak to me?" He said, "I've got the power to release you." Jesus said, "You don't know nothing. Your power comes from above." As a lamb before its shearers was silent, so he opened not his mouth. Last part of this message now, do not judge, and also don't give what is holy to the dogs.
The news was slow on that day, so they're driving around looking for someone. They ended up in some pizza parlor. They went inside, they brought the cameras in, they brought the newscaster in, and they said, "What thinkest thou? Is marriage, what do you think about marriage? Is marriage strictly between a man and a woman?" And the poor woman, some little girl, she's like 20-something years old. She said, "Yes, I think marriage is between a man and a woman." She was on all the major newscasts that night. Received death threats. She was one of the most scorned Americans. A 20-year-old kid. For thinking marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, Jesus says, do not give what is holy to the dogs. Now, I put it to you that Mr. Cathy and this woman deserved what they got. They sinned by what they did. You don't follow me. There's a time to speak up. And there's a time to be quiet. When someone is asking you for the sole reason of taking you out, just like Jesus, Isaiah 53 said he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. As a lamb before its shearers was silent, so he opened not his mouth. There's a time to talk and a time to be quiet. Jesus says, don't give what is holy to the dogs. And don't cast your pearls before swine. He called them that, not me. When people ask you something for the sole purpose, and you saw the response, lest they turn and rip you to pieces. That's what happened to these people. Also, the owner of Firefox, the guy who invented Mozilla, Firefox, the web browser. They dug into his life and found out that he gave $100 to Prop whatever it was, Prop 50 in California. Marriage is between a man and a woman. They found out. They searched and found out this guy thought marriage was between a man and a woman, and he had to quit and resign his own company that he was the CEO of. And they brought in the news. They brought in the lights. They brought in the cameras. They brought in CNN and MSNBC and all the people and asked them, what thinkest thou? Is marriage between a man and a woman? And he said, yes. You see, your answer to that needs to be from now on. Why do you want to know? That should be your answer. Why do you want to know? Should be your answer. Huh? John 19:9. When they went in the praetorium, they said to Jesus, where are you from? Jesus gave him no answer. See, there's a time to talk. And there's a time to shut your mouth and not to say anything. When people are inquiring for the wrong reasons, because they want to hurt you or take you out or embarrass you, Jesus says, don't tell them. Don't tell them. They're not asking you for the right reasons. They're asking you for the wrong reasons. Listen to this one. Now, when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad because he had desired for a long time to see him because he had heard many things about him and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. So then he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing. He refused to answer Herod. And again, my answer is now to those that want to know in order to harm me is, why do you want to know? And this should be your answer too, church. This should be your answer from now on. Why do you want to know? Now, if you're going on a job interview, or you're going to get promoted and they interview you for a promotion, or if the press shows up at your house and says, what thinkest thou? What do you say? Right. You see, you think you're making God proud when you answer, but actually you're sinning when you answer like that because Jesus says, do not give what is holy to the dogs. Don't do it. He says, he didn't say if you think this is uncomfortable or inconvenient, don't do it. He commanded you not to do it, and he called them swine and dogs. These people are dogs, and they're not seeking the truth. Now, here's the difference. When someone says to you, please tell me about Jesus, or why does the Bible say marriage is between a man and a woman? You see, then the Holy Spirit's working in their heart. And that's when you're supposed to, that's when Peter says, always be ready to give a defense for the hope that is in you. When someone asks you because they really want to know, because God is working on them and they're hungry for truth, spill the beans, right? Give all that you have, all that you know. Share everything. Don't be worried about the cross, the guillotine, the axe. Give all that you have in Jesus' name when someone wants to know. There's the difference. Again, what does the Bible say? Why does the Bible say that marriage is between a man and a woman? Answer, because God created the institution of marriage, not man. That's the answer. The answer to that question. People don't know that, but that's the answer. Man didn't create marriage. God created it. And because the Bible says that homosexuality is an abominable sin. Like he just said a minute ago, he didn't make that up. He read it in one of his studies. Now, regarding marriage, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. And then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman," or as Adrian Rogers say, "whoa, man." Because she was taken out of man. Therefore, this is Genesis 2:24, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." That's the word of God to you today. "And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they weren't ashamed." So there's a time for everything. Let's leave off this morning with this classic from Solomon, okay? Solomon wrote this: "To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. There's a time to kill, and there's a time to heal. There's a time to break down, and a time to build up. There's a time to weep, and a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn, and a time to dance. There's a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away. There's a time to tear and a time to sow." Then Solomon said this, which is still so true even today. He says, "There's a time to keep silence and there's a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. Time of war and a time of peace." Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMI.